Your organic search is over. Here's Naturally Savvy with health experts Andrea Donsky and Lisa Davis.
Hello, everybody. It's Andrea here, and Lisa is off today. All right, so have you ever wondered what the real secret behind staying young is, or the best practices we could do for radiant skin and health? Well, I'm curious. And today, to tell us about all her secrets, is Dr. Pina Lo-Giudice. She is back on the show. Welcome to Naturally Savvy Radio again.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
Well, all right. So, you know, as we age, it's funny. When I was in my, teens and 20s, I was like, I really don't care about, if a wrinkle was here, or if I had a wrinkle, or what was a wrinkle back then, right? And now, as I'm getting older, I'm like, all right, what can I do to turn back that time and then prevent wrinkles from happening, from coming, right? So tell us, what are your secrets? I want to know.
There are so many wonderful things that we can do. You know, most people think that, they're subject to their genetics and that, my mother looks like this or my father looked like this, and this is, what their life is going to be. But we're finding more and more is that we're not subject to our genes, that we actually have complete control of how we age and to our genetic destiny. So it's the factors that I talk about in the book about how we sleep and how often our quality of sleep, what we eat, not just what we eat, but even how we prepare our foods can age us faster and create more wrinkles. There's also the issues of hormonal imbalance that will also have us, age faster than we need to. So when you look at all those underlying reasons, then you actually realize, my face doesn't have to look all wrinkly, that I can do things to help myself not only just look better, but feel better.
And I think, it's so true. And, I remember my grandmother, she passed away when she was 73, which was super young at the time. It was almost 20 years ago. And I remember she didn't have a wrinkle on her face. She was absolutely gorgeous. And, her skin was beautiful. And I remember at the time, and this is before I was even studying ingredients, obviously, because it was a long time ago, she said it was because of her skincare ingredient that she was using. It was this cream she put on her face every single night. And she said that was the reason. Now, I don't believe that. I do believe that genetics played a big part in it. But really, what could people do? So, and do creams help? Obviously, eating what you're, eating fresh fruits and vegetables and whole foods and organic helps as well. But all the skincare products out there that are promising, less cellulite or promising you to look younger, do they actually work?
Some obviously work better than others, so it really depends. I mean, it's really about how able they are to, help promote hydration in the skin as well as promote, collagen, help promote the collagen in the skin. So if you have, some products that, like I said, some will do better than others, but those are the underlying areas that you're looking at. And then I always recommend people, to look at products that are more organic and natural, because the things that Mother Nature gave us are inherently going to work on those two aspects, not only improving hydration, but improving antioxidant effects. I mean, that's what the berries do. I mean, that's why, like a blueberry, the skin is so wonderfully rich of antioxidants, because it has to protect its little seeds inside from the sun. And when we ingest those things or even put them on our skin, it imparts the same effect. So it's really quite amazing when you look at the more clean organic skincare that it actually can do those things that a lot of these chemically based ones promise.
Yeah, I'm happy you mentioned collagen. I'm actually obsessed with collagen. And from what I understand with collagen is that it's a protein that's abundant in our body.
Yes.
And as we age, it declines as we age, right?
Yes, it does. And there's reasons, because, when our skin can stiffen basically as we get older. So we don't have that elasticity. And what happens, you can get also a toxic accumulation underneath that dermis and epidermis. And so what the collagen does, it actually rehydrates and recreates that plumpness that, or that elasticity that we're all looking for, that keeps that youthful tone to us.
Yeah, I love that. We work with a company called NeoCell, and they make a whole bunch of collagen products. So we're big fans of NeoCell, and we're also big fans of collagen. So what other ingredients would you say? I mean, obviously we talked about collagen. What other ingredients would you say would be critical for anti-aging?
I mean, in terms of in skincare, you're saying in a skincare cream.
Well, even nutrients. It could be nutrients. I know I said ingredients, but it could be nutrients as well.
Yeah. So basically, what I tell patients to look at are things like vitamin A, very high antioxidant vitamin A, vitamin C, vitamin E, and again, you can even find skincare products that contain organic forms of that. And then you're also looking at things that can. And my favorite is something called pycnogenol. Pycnogenol is a wonderful antioxidant made from the pine bark, and it does so many amazing things to the skin. And so if you could find either taking it orally or as within the skincare, it works in minimizing varicose veins and that discoloration. It increases that collagen, increases that tone. So there's really, you know, so many things, again, like, you know, even those little prickly pear fruits. I mean, so many different things, like I said, that you can have ingesting as well as topically that you could find in skincare that work amazing. Even chia
what
seeds.
What about GLA? Oh, chia seeds. Well, we love chia seeds. The omega-3s are amazing, which is what I'm guessing that would be, you know,
yes,
the reason that would be helping. Yeah. So what about GLA? I know that that's really important as well as women age and they enter menopausal years, that GLA was supposed to keep their skin looking more radiant. Is that right?
Absolutely. So GLA is an essential fatty acid. Like most people think of cod liver oil or fish oil, but there are plant-based oils like the borage seed or the black currant seed oil that has this higher component of GLA. And what it does, it actually, it's a wonderful anti-inflammatory for the body as well as the skin. And then it helps promote, again, it helps prevent wrinkling. So it's really wonderful. I recommend that one a lot as well.
Hmm. And so now people who are listening might say to yourself, okay, great. I'm eating okay. I'm eating well as I can. I'm taking some supplements. What about exercise and other factors that come into our life, like, or even detoxification? So I know that, you know, detoxifying our body from impurities inside, would that help as well to help us look younger?
Oh, without a doubt. I definitely think, you know, just because of, unfortunately, we live in a very toxic world, that detoxification is imperative, not only for just general health and wellness, but, you know, keeping that sense of longevity. Because when you do a detox, what it does is that it allows your body to reset and rebalance. And so I recommend patients to do that, you know, obviously if their doctor, you know, if their doctor feels that it's okay for them to do that, because if they're on multiple medications, I tell them to speak to their physician first. But, you know, to do a detox once or twice a year just to reset the body and clean out will prevent the aging spots, those darker spots that we don't like when we get older. So for so many reasons, detoxification is essential.
Why do those aging spots occur? So you're talking about the aging spots on the hands, right?
Some people get it not even just on their hands, but on the arms, on the face. So you can really get it. It's really just as a testament to your antioxidant status. So when you see a lot of it, it means that your body doesn't have, you know, a lot of reserve or like the wherewithal to kind of, you know, help promote, you know, because when your body produces a lot of oxidation, that's what makes it bad. So when you can have more antioxidants, you're not going to have those age spots.
Interesting. So people who take a lot of antioxidants will not have them, or it'll be,
right,
I guess, less severe. But you're saying they won't have it at all.
Hmm. Well, I mean, from what I've seen, it's, you know, it doesn't, like, I know, I mean, you talked about your grandmother. My mother is, like, you know, in her 70s, and she doesn't have a wrinkle or an age spot on her. But I think it's also, I mean, but her mother, interestingly, because you think about what your genetics, her mother, unfortunately, because, you know, she lived in wartime in Italy. And, you know, unfortunately, she was very sickly. And, you know, you really saw it on her skin. She had tons of age spots, lots of wrinkles, where my mother, at the very same age, has really nothing of the sort. And so my mother eats super clean. You know, she really, you know, she takes care of us. So it really, like I said, it just goes back, yeah, this may be your genetics, but there's so many other outside factors that it doesn't have to be a certain way.
And just one last question before we go. How do
you, like,
at night when people are washing off their makeup, should we be using specific cleaners to wipe our makeup off, or even like a cloth that takes off all your makeup, like some type of, you know?
Yeah, I recommend something super soft to take off, nothing too abrasive. You know, usually what I recommend is if you're going to do something more abrasive or do a scrub, to do that in the morning. But some, you know, when you want to take off your makeup, just do a soft cream wash, I usually recommend.
Right,
And then do a nightly cream. And then you can, if you're going to do a scrub a few times a week, do that in the morning.
Yeah. Well, thank you. Very interesting information. We appreciate you being on our show. And you can learn more about Dr. Pina at her website at innersourcehealth.com and on Twitter at drpinand. I'm Andrea Donsky. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter. Take care of your skin. Stay well.